Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber says that although there has been controversy surrounding this proposed building, he has been tasked with preparing an RFP, or request for proposal, to start the process of having it built. There have been many questions surrounding uses for the building, scant public vetting, now a grammar request from community members concerned about how the building was approved. At its May school board meeting, school board member Nancy Garrison made a motion to send out an RFP for a building that would be completed for the beginning of the school year in 2016. Hauber says that RFP will go out sometime this summer.
All the stuff that I'm weeding through right now, trying to figure out, okay, what's the best way to try and get a solicitation out there so I get a responsible response from a contractor, but I'm also not locking the board into some path. I just need a general contractor that will work with us.
He says they don't have to know exactly what the specific uses are for the building to issue the request for proposals.
We have a general programming for the building, but that, if I understood the motion right, some of that programming will be different. Again, it's the bigger envelope. It's a two-story structure, 20,000 square feet, located on Kearns Boulevard. And that's really big picture or big brush strokes, but that's about all that we have that we can really work with.
Hauber says they're budgeting about $5 million for the 20,000-square-foot building. Once they get a contractor and know the uses, which are supposed to be determined with an internal audit of current buildings and needs in the district, they'll put it out to architects. The timeline for the project is dictated only by the August 2016 date. Groundbreaking would take place around June of 2015.
Probably about 15 months timeline to actually be in construction. So that gets you into about June of 2015. So then we start to back up from there. How much time does it take for architects to do their drawings? You know, another 4 to 6 months on that. And then we start looking at when do we need to get the RFPs out and responded to have an architect be able to begin in time.
The building will house the new PC CAPS program, and at least another half dozen ideas for uses have been thrown around, from vocational education to professional development, from community education to various community uses. Critics of the project say there's enough room elsewhere in existing district buildings to house each of the programs that have been mentioned, and that capital funds should be saved to go toward a major and long overdue renovation or rebuild of the Treasure Mountain Junior High School. School board members have said they'd instead just bond for that. That's following two tax increases for education in 2 years. Community members have asked for a revote on the building, but Hauber says there's no turning back now.
Well, I have a motion that doesn't let me turn back. The nature of the motion is that there will be a building built in 2016. So the question is, what do we need to do to get to that point, and what elements will be in the building so that when that date comes, we have built what was envisioned to be built? So I'm going with the conclusion that there will be something built. I may not know everything that's in it at this moment, but that will be worked out in time.
That's Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber. He says the request for proposals for architects will go out sometime in the next 6 months. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.